This is John Batchelor speaking with Craig Unger, the author of the new book, Den of Spies. This is the story of October Surprise. Craig has chased it for decades, and he has it now in a new book that puts everything together. Here he introduces Gary Sick, a member of the National Security Council during the Carter administration, and a man who identified very carefully early on the dimensions of the October Surprise. What was it? Well, simply enough, the hostages were held in Tehran, and it became the concern of the Reagan campaign, chiefly Bill Casey, the campaign manager, that the hostages released would give a boost to Jimmy Carter and he would win the election. And so they entered into negotiations that were never obvious and always denied and very difficult to prove, with Iran, exchanging weapons and promises if you would keep the hostages until after the Carter administration is over. That was the allegation in the 1990s of an event from 1980. But it was never accepted wholly by lots of people. And Craig tells a story beginning with, who was Gary Sick and what did he contribute to the beginning of the October Surprise legend, story, myth, delusion, fascination, investigation, all those things. Much more of this tonight and next week.
Gary Sick was on Jimmy Carter's National Security Council. He was the point man on Iran during the hostage crisis. He had a background in naval intelligence. He'd been at Columbia University for the last 30 years or so. And he is very much a man who's part who believes in empirical reality. He's a just-the-facts man. He takes facts and he analyzes them. And he's considered very sober-minded. For him to write this op-ed piece in the New York Times, suggesting that the October Surprise took place, suddenly gave credibility to something that had just been whispered about.